Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show. Well, this week marks the official beginning of summer, and I hope you're all enjoying it and staying hydrated in this heat. One of my favorite things to do is sit outside in the summer and read a good beach book. And the queen of beach book writing is Ellen Hildebrand. Unfortunately, she says she has just published her final beach novel set on Nantucket. Personally, I hope that's not true because I've had a lot of fun hours reading those Nantucket novels. Over the years, we've all come to love, hate, envy, and shake our heads at the characters on Nantucket. The rich, the greedy, the innocent, the guilty, the young and inexperienced, the older and cynical. One of the many things Ellen Hildebrand does well is to create characters that touch nerves and cause emotion in her readers. In this purportedly final Nantucket novel, she brings back characters from previous stories, one of which is the local police chief, Ed Capenish, whose retirement is one of the swan songs, quote-unquote, in the story. But at the center of this novel is a wealthy Australian couple who purchase a ridiculously overpriced home on Nantucket and proceed to throw lavish parties, court wealthy and influential people on the island, and end up wreaking havoc, pretty much, on the local population. A fire, a disappearance, and tons of other intrigue play out alongside Hildebrand's typical themes of summer romance, luxurious living, catty neighborhood and friend groups, and pretty much needless drama. To say this is a fun read would be a serious understatement. It truly has all the things. The publisher's synopsis goes like this, and I quote, "Chief of Police Ed Capenish is about to retire. Blonde Sharon is going through a divorce. But when a $22 million summer home is purchased by the mysterious Richardsons. How did they make their money exactly? Ed, Sharon, and everyone in the community is swept up in high drama. The Richardsons throw lavish parties, flirt with multiple locals, flaunt their wealth with not one but two yachts, and raise impossible hopes in everyone they meet. When their house burns to the ground and their most essential employee goes missing, the entire island is up in arms." The last of Ellen Hildebrand's best-selling Nantucket novels, Swan Song, is a propulsive medley of glittery gatherings, sun-soaked drama, wisdom and heart, and it features the return of some of her most beloved characters, including, most importantly, the beautiful and timeless island of Nantucket itself. End of quote. I couldn't sum the book up better myself, so I will just say that if you're an Ellen Hildebrand fan, or a fan of fun beach reading in general, definitely add Swan Song to your to-be-read list. I highly recommend this one. Other books in the series include A Summer Affair, The Castaways, and The Perfect Couple. She also wrote the Paradise series, which I really enjoyed, including Winter in Paradise, What Happens in Paradise, and Troubles in Paradise. Hildebrand's 28 Summers, published a couple of years ago, is one of my all-time favorites. But really, I don't think she's ever written a book that I didn't enjoy. If you haven't already, pick up one of Ellen Hildebrand's novels and enjoy the ride. Thank you for listening, and happy reading.